Hi guys. Hi family. Family. So, hey, you've heard me lots of times talk about my healing and all that sort of stuff, but this has got nothing to do with that. So I want to first of all acknowledge Wes and Janet, because you know this is an honour to be able to stand here and do this, and the trust that they put in us to do it. I'm not a theologian, I'm not a teacher, I'm a lover of Jesus, I'm a lover of his word. And I just want to, what I bring, I just pray that you'll take it to heart that it's about the body, it's about growing the kingdom. It's not about an individual, it's about us corporately and about what we do together. So what I feel the Lord has given me for this morning is, and as you know, we're going to be talking about sons, Richard and I, and sons is and Richard's going to go into a lot more detail on what sons is, but for me, he said to me to talk about the people which stand alone and the ones that stand in two or more, and it's about the victories and the failures that we can have in life because of where we stand. And so I want to just start. You know, I started going to Sons probably October last year. Probably, it's probably just on 12 months that I've been going, and when I got home the first 12 months after each meeting, Karen would say to me, "Well, what happened?" And it's really hard to tell you what happened because there's a bunch of guys that get together. It's like it's leaderless, but it's got a leader, and it's men that hearts just get opened, and it's like Holy Spirit just touches them, and their victories and their failings and their wants and their needs come out, and we talk about it, we pray about it, we support each other. You know, there's not. I haven't heard one time that when somebody has said something which is dodgy and I've gone, ooh, I haven't heard that. All I've heard is support and love for each other. And we're a bunch of men, and I think we meet in, four places in the city? Okay, but it's not four churches either. It's actually probably seven or eight churches which are represented in all these groups. And it's so cool because we're breaking down walls. You know, we're the Church of Christchurch. We're a people that need to forget about the denomination, the church group, all of that stuff. And I'm going right off track here. So I'm going to get back on track because I don't have a long, long time. And some of you will know I can talk a lot. So to answer Karen's question, I don't have an answer. Because Holy Spirit just moves. He just touches us. The guys, hey, healing happens, testimony happens, and we strengthen each other. Now, I feel the Lord's given me three or four clear examples that of men that have stood alone in their failings, and we'll know the stories quite well, but I also believe that what we are about and what God is about with us is when he created man, he actually created us for relationship. So it's actually not men or women, and this is actually not a generic thing. This is not just for men. This is actually for all of us, because New Testament actually really, I think, brought a balance for male and female. Yeah, because there's no difference between Greek and Hebrew and Jew and Gentile, you know, or male or female. We're all one in Christ. Okay, so this is for actually everybody. So we were designed for relationship, and whether it be like my wife is my armor bearer. You know, she's amazing. Hey, and we've just spent 38 years. On Friday was 38 years married. And I tell you what, Karen has stood with me and been my armor bearer and been... through through some tough times, and I've stood with her through some tough times. And this is what it's about with sons as well. Okay? Man, I do get off track, don't I? One of the ones that I think is a classic example of a man standing alone and being where he's not meant to be is King David. You know, we know that David, when he was meant to be a king that was out to battle with his men, he stayed home, he looked at the roof across the street, and he saw Bathsheba, and he fell in adultery. So, you know, there was a man that had a call of God on his life, had promises, had, you know, he was victorious, he was strong, he knew who he was, he worshipped the Lord, he was a man of valor in battle, okay? But because he wasn't where he should have been, he fell. Are we better than David? Should we be separating ourselves from the people which are our strength, which are our armor bearers, the people which support us, which speak into our life? I don't think we should. Okay. Hey, and I could tell stories about when I've done it and it hasn't been good for me, but I'm not going to. The next one is Elisha. You know, Elisha just had a victory against Jezebel, and you know, and a great victory was won, great victory, and then he runs off, and he's hiding under a tree, and he's away again from the company of people that were his support, which were with him, which, you know, walked with him, talked with him, that he spoke into. You know, he had a company of prophets. He had servants that were with him. He had people that were around him. But now he's by himself under a tree, and depression comes. You know, why am I alive? Take my life, God. You know, he was out of the place again where God placed him. He wasn't meant to be there. He's meant to be in fellowship. He's meant to be in relationship. Hey, and I could give you all the scriptural references and stuff if you wanted, but I don't have lots and lots of time because Richard is going to be amazing. And the next one, and this is a bit, you know, I really felt the Lord say this to me, was Peter. You know, when Jesus was arrested, Peter was in the crowd, but he was by himself. He didn't have the other disciples around him. There was a servant girl said, you're one of the Hebrews, you're one of the ones that was with Jesus, and he denied Jesus three times. Why did he do it? Because he wasn't with those that gave him strength. He wasn't with those that supported him and grew him and nurtured him, you know. And he was definitely a guy. He was a strong guy. He stepped out and did some crazy things. You know, he chopped the ear off one of the guards. You know, he did some crazy stuff. And some of us aren't crazy, but that's okay. But he was out of the will of God. He wasn't where he should have been. And because of that, and it was fulfilling prophecy, it was fulfilling what Jesus said in his life, but he didn't need to be by himself. Imagine if John was with him and spoke into his life. What are you doing, Peter? What are you saying? Stop it. You know, that's what we're to do with each other. You know, I'm going to shoot down to this one because it's a good scripture. You know, Proverbs 27:17, as a man sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. You know, for a sword or a knife or whatever it is to get sharpened, it's actually got to connect with that stone. Okay? If you're not connected, how can you get sharpened? How can you, the rough edges get cut off you? So, you know, it's to me that's speaking about I've got to stand with Richard. I've got to stand with Rob. I've got to stand with my friends. I've got to stand with these guys which are in sons, you know, and those that come along for seasons. We've got to stand with them because that's how we shape. That's how we build the body. That's how we get changed and from glory to glory, you know. So what, for me, what son, what are sons about? You know, we stand with each other. You know, we saw that when, just when people go through stuff, we stand with each other. You know, we love on each other. We don't pressure people. We don't do those things. We just stand there and love. We pray for each other and support. We challenge each other. You know, if things aren't right. If we're doing things that we could do better, well, we will speak into each other because we've got relationship. But because we've got relationship, you know, and it's no different to Jesus with the disciples, is it? You know, there was the 12 of them there with them, and they had relationship. So they're able to speak into each other's lives. And it's same with sons. You know, we're able to speak into each other's lives. Now, we can't get to know everybody in it because it's getting, you know, it's a number of people now, but there's people which are in this group which I want to connect with. You know, and Richard's one of them. Rob Peck is another one. You know, there's a number of us which are, you know, Mark and James. You know, there's guys here which are that I want to connect with. So I've got to be intentional about it. It's same as that knife or that sword being put on the stone. I've got to be intentional, and I've got to have my heart has to be open to receive the word that they say. Because otherwise, if I'm closed off, I'm not going to grow, they're not going to grow, we're not going to see the gifts of God develop in each other's life. And I hope this is making sense. Yeah. Now, I want to tell a story, because Wes said to me one time that I've got a book of stories, okay? So this is just about friendship. When Karen and I were shifting from Ashburton to Christchurch, we had our house up for sale and it wasn't selling. And I was in Wellington working for a number of weeks, for about 3 or 4 weeks. And I sent this text to Wes, and it was a bit of a whinge really, because we'd given our heart to that we were coming here, we were stepped out on faith, you know, we'd bought a house. Our house wasn't selling. We're in a situation which was yuck. And so I had a whinge to Wes on a text from Wellington. And basically it was saying all that, you know, I know that we're... Oh, anyway, it was this whinge. And Wes sent back to me within, you know, half an hour or so, an amazing text of encouragement just to really build me up. Now, Wes is their pastor, but he's also my mate. I love Wes. And it was so encouraging. But then, this is the love of the Father. If we're connected to what we're doing with the Father, he just loves on us. And then 20 minutes later, Rob Packer, who hadn't moved in Lynn, who hadn't moved to Christchurch yet, they were on the journey to coming, he rang me. About to go into an appointment, I held the line, and Rob said to me, and he said, Murray, I'm being intentional about making connection with people I'm going to do life with, you know, and I just saw the love of the Father in that, but I also saw the love of two men that would stand with me. You know, and I love Rob, you hear my heart for these two guys. But what it is it's family, it's friendship, it's people standing together, it's men standing together. Men rise up. It's a time for rising up. Okay. Now the last example is Pentecost, Acts 2. How many were in the room when the Holy Spirit fell? 120? Heaps of people, eh? Was it one person standing together? No. They were all in one accord. They were all in unity. They were all standing together. And what happened? Holy Spirit came. And it was the birth of the church. It was the birth of it. Okay? So men or women that you're standing by yourself, are you expecting Holy Spirit to come? He might do, because he's gracious and loving toward us. But the example that we see is that brethren dwell in unity, he commands a blessing. Okay? So, and that's why I say it's a call to not just the men, it's a call to us as a church. As, and not just Living Waters, it's the churches of Christchurch, it's the churches of New Zealand. Okay? And I'm probably running out of time. Okay? I'm going to do one last scripture and then I'm going to hand over to Richard. And it's Proverbs 18:24. A man who has a friend must himself be friendly. But there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You know, and we know that's Jesus. And we need Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit, we just invite you into these places. And I encourage you to have your hearts to be open to other people, ones that will stand with you, ones that you trust, ones that just ones that are going to love on you and bring encouragement and bring growth, and be prepared not to get offended if they speak something you don't like. Okay? You know, I so appreciate what you brought last week, Grant, and there was 3 points that came out. Doing life together. These are just the three points that spoke to me. So doing life together, who are we doing life with, and who are we letting speak into our life? Okay, that's my challenge. And as sons, that's what we do. We sit there, we talk, we pray, we support, but it's not just on a Tuesday night. We'll text each other. We've got a prayer time happening every weekday morning. We've got, there's just support and love for each other. And that's me. Yeah? And I'm going to invite Richard up. Now, Richard is the one that God's given this vision to. This guy is amazing. Yeah. You know, he's taken hold of something God has said, and he's running with it, and he's encouraging other men to get on board. Yeah, I love you, Richard. You know, you are a man of God. You have a vision, and I think you're awesome. Yeah, you're awesome. Come, you go, man.
Good. It's sort of just good to look around the room, you know. I've been thinking of what it would be like to stand here for a few weeks now. And so I was, during the worship, I've been looking around saying, I'm going to be standing there. But, you know, what I feel is that, you know, God just sees you as such a beautiful people. You know, honestly, I just see such a richness in you guys, you know, such a steadfastness and a faithfulness. And so, you know, like Murray said, it's an honor to stand here because, you know, I want to honor you guys. You're a beautiful people. We were praying this morning, and wow, that prayer time was, oh, that was amazing. I think we got up to about 20 of us in there, and it was just so, I don't know what to do with my hands, you know. It was just so beautiful. Because I was one of those lonely ones that Murray talks about, you know. I've been a Christian for 36 years, and for the first 30 years, I sort of knew of him, and I knew him, but he didn't have all of my heart, you know. I hadn't let him in to everything, and so, and I thought, like a lot of guys, we think like this, we could fix it, you know, we could do it on our own, and so I found myself very, very isolated, you know, just doing work, doing family, doing church, but not really in relationship with others. And that became my norm. But then, you know, I got really quite broken in terms of my business and my marriage, and just everything fell down. From a situation where I thought, you know, nothing could go wrong, to a situation where I just, you know, had nothing. You know, just absolutely nothing, no hope. And it was at that time that I could sort of make a decision, you know, what to do with it. You know, I could run. Which people told me to do. you know, from my business and my problems. Or I could run to him. Well, actually, he was running to me. He was really running to me. And I started to experience the love of the Father, the love of the Son. And it just totally undid me, just wrecked me. I remember the day, you know, there were many examples, but one particular day, and I went to worship, and there's all these beautiful people worshiping, and I just felt to get on my knees and just give everything to the Lord. I got on my knees and cried. And I tell you, when I stood up, my heart was changed. It was a miracle. You know, it was just such a miracle in my life, you know, from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. Because, you know, I humbled myself and I yielded. Those words we talk a lot about in Sons, you know, really yielding, humbling yourself, that he would be all. So I got off the floor, and a real passion started to come into me for intimacy, because I started to experience his love. And every time I experienced his love, every day, it was like the best I've ever experienced. And, you know, it's still the same today. I experience his love so strongly. That's why, you know, I do get a bit emotional, because I feel his love for you. I feel his heart for you. And I feel his heart for me. And so I changed. And so from a man that was alone and isolated with no friends, God really put it on my heart that I needed to find people to walk with. As I just softened my heart, you know. And so a friend of mine, is David here? No, David's not here. David Newman and myself started to get together and pray. He inspired me. You know, like you were saying, Murray, iron sharpens iron. He inspired me because he got up in the morning and he prayed. Thank you. I saw the tissues there, and then when they took them, I went, oh, no. I've got some in my pocket, actually, but I have a tissue beside my prayer chair. So David encouraged me to pray and to seek God in a quiet place every morning. And he challenged me that, you know, it could be done. And as I started to do that, the Lord started to change me, you know, started to heal me. You know, yeah, started to heal me, started to raise me up as well. So David and I decided to start a group called Sons at Harmony Church. And it was just to sort of get beside men and maybe do life together and to sort of talk about intimacy and grow. And it's not about, you know, coffee and chocolate biscuits and all that stuff, you know. We don't do jokes. We just get real, you know. Because my heart is like, I hope you feel my heart, you know. It's vulnerable and it's soft and it wants to connect. And it doesn't have any walls because see, God owns my heart. He looks after my heart. So I don't care what people think because he loves me, you know. I don't need to look to this side or that side for validation. So we started this little group called Sons. And what has amazed me is that there's hunger in amongst men. God's doing a new thing amongst the men. He's showing men what it looks like to be a man, you know, what it looks like to stand up, what it looks like to be vulnerable, what it looks like to listen to the Lord. And so that group grew, and it became two groups. And then, you know, we started a group here at Living Waters. We started a group at Revive Church. We started a group at 3C Urban Oasis, you know. And the men are hungry. And the men are just sort of waiting for a call. So I was a bit off track there too, Murray, because that wasn't what I noticed. But, I'm not here to promote Sons, but there's a little flyer that talks about Sons, and you know, we're meeting next Tuesday night at the church here. We've got a conference on the 4th or 5th of October. It won't be like a normal conference. It'll be like our philosophy. It's like one of us. You know, you're one of us. We're doing it together. We're sharing the load. You know, it's in the mixture of all our talents and gifts that we can, you know, it's the unity that Murray was talking about. So if you're a man, come along to that. But a few months ago, we had a service here, if you remember, and we sang that song, Let the Lion Roar. Can you remember that? Then we were, Let the Lion Roar, Roar. And I stepped forward, and I got lost in that song. I felt, you know, I felt like I was becoming a lion, you know, and I was roaring, and I forgot about you guys, and that's okay. And we were roaring, right? And it was such a good song, and it just went on and on and on, and we had all that amazing prophetic words coming forth, and I got really touched by the Lord, and I didn't really know what I wanted to say, but I knew that I wanted to say something, and I asked Wesley, he gave me the mic. I don't know if you remember, but I cried, but I felt God was calling them in, you know. I thought it was initially like, you know, I'm asking, and even today, I wanted to ask, you know, I'm a leader and a leader of men, and I wanted to ask, you know, sort of forgiveness, actually, for the women in the church and the families, you know, because, you know, we've lost our way. We've lost our way. Men, we've lost our way. God's bringing us back. But I wanted to ask for forgiveness because of the things that we've done and the failures that we've made. But God's a loving God, and He can restore us. And He has given us a voice again. So that, on that day, I felt like we were planting a seed. You know, planting a seed. And the men stood up. Can you remember that? Oh, that was so powerful. I didn't know what to do with it. Pastor Mike, where's? Didn't know what to do with it. But God was planting a seed on that day. He's got something for this church. You can feel it. You know, there's something about to happen. There's a new thing about to happen. And I'm part of it. Sons is about... Sorry, I'm just really going here, aren't I? I'll be right there. Sons has five pillars that we've sort of... when we first started it, my heart was to know His love and to become His love. That was just all I wanted, you know, to know His love, to know His intimacy, and then allow that to start to change me, that I would learn to love others, you know. As we've started, we've developed five pillars, and the first pillar, they all begin with H. The first pillar is hunger. Because, you know, we have to be hungry. We need to pray for hunger. We need to pray that God gives us hunger. When we saw hunger that day when the men stood up. When I said that, I didn't even know if anyone would come. I was nervous, you know. I felt, you know, it just came out. But the men came. There's hunger in the men. The second one is humility. So humility is just so crucial. God is so done with pride. You know, it's just a stench to His nostrils. You know, He's looking for a humble men and women. You know, men that think that, you know, that God is all, you know, God is all. Lowering themselves that He could be all. So we talk a lot about humility, and we're seeking it earnestly because pride's always knocking on the door. It's a battle, you know. The next one is honor, because we have a culture of honor. It's really strong, you know. We honor God and we honor each other. In the 3 years that we've been doing Sons, there's never been an argument. There's never been any dissension. You know, I'm talking about, you know, 3 years, four groups. You know, there's a kingdom culture coming upon us. So honor is really important. And then honesty, because, you know, it doesn't happen unless we get real, unless we get honest and be vulnerable and let it out there. And, you know, those sins that we have to bring out into the open. Every time at Sons, when someone has shared something deep, something that means something to them, and it happens virtually every time, the atmosphere changes. The Holy Spirit comes, the holiness comes. We at our meetings regularly, we just have such a sense of holiness, such a sense of silence. You know, we've had times where no one said anything for half an hour because of the presence of God. We have such a sense of just that, you know, like an open heaven before us. And the last one's holiness, because God's calling us to holiness. I mean, there's scriptures, everyone has scriptures that, you know, mean something to me. One that means a lot to me, Psalm 24, who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart. You know, it really speaks to me, that scripture. It speaks to me because, you know, I haven't always been there, you know. It speaks to me because I'm on a journey. But it speaks to me because I know that what the Lord wants from us. He wants purity. You know, he wants clean hearts. Because I want to ascend the hill. I want to spend time in his holy place. And I feel that's what God's calling us to. When I was praying for, you know, today, I had a really powerful experience with the Lord, really powerful, and just his love for us. And I felt he said this to me, and I'm just going to read it to you. This is a message to the men, but it's to all of us. I felt the Lord saying, will you humble yourself before me? Will you be freed from your past and your addictions? Will you be my army? Will you pray for your families? Will you protect them? For a time is coming and is here to stand to be watchtowers for the church. Unite and stand as one, and I will move like you've not seen before. But you must humble yourself and seek my face, for I will not be mocked. I will not receive the scraps from your table, for I am the Alpha and the Omega, the Holy One, and I am worthy of all praise. Rise up. I say, rise up, stand up, stand up. For if you are willing, I will make you a mighty army. Now, I feel that was the Lord's heart for this church. You know, following on from when the men standing coming forward, I felt it was, you know, will you rise up? There's an army forming. You know, we sing the songs. There's an army forming in this land. There's a trumpet. We had during the prayer time, it was mentioned about the war horses. And I reminded of when I was very first baptized, a prophecy over me was that I was a horse and I wanted to run. But the Lord was holding me back because I was all out of balance, you know. You know, I didn't have any. So it's 36 years later. But I tell you what, there's a war horse coming. There's a war horse coming. Now, there are a number of sons in the room today. Could you guys stand up and just go around the outside of the church? Yeah. I love these men that you see that are standing around you. Just, I love them, you know. I'm doing James. And I think, you know, you guys know that you love, don't you? You know that there's something special happening amongst us. Probably 10 years ago, I had like an open vision of standing in church like this before a group of people, group of lovers of the Lord, and having a group of men standing around the church. So this is very powerful for me because it's a fulfillment of what the Lord showed me. But actually, it's much more, because in my vision, they were just a group of men that I didn't necessarily know like I know these men. So this is way more powerful. So these men that are standing around you, these are your watchmen, guys. Awesome. These men are praying for you. These are the men here. You know, this is them. Will you be my army? Will you pray for your families? Will you protect them? This is them. So sons, so then we started to, me and Dave Wallace, he's a pastor of Revive, started to meet in the mornings, and we started to pray every morning, you know. Every morning we got up at 6 o'clock and we prayed on Zoom. And then we've opened that up, you know, to the others. And we've got now up to 20 men praying every morning. 20 men, Monday to Friday, every morning, 5 days a week. We get up at 6:30, we come online on Zoom, we break into little groups of three on Zoom, we come back together and pray ourselves out every day. And we've been doing that for nearly 5 months. So, you know, the Lord is just loves that. That is just music to Him, man. And tell you what, we are changing so significantly through that prayer time. I mean, I just about think it's the most, you know, amazing thing I've ever committed myself to. It's just changing me so dramatically. Hearing the hearts of the men as they pray, feeling the love of God. And it's like the Lord said, we need to break through apathy. We are apathetic. So we're broken it. 5 months into it, I'm going to be praying until, you know, my last days with that group, I believe. And I believe it'll grow. But it's not about numbers. It's about, you know, the unity. The unity that's happening, there's four different churches represented. See, I don't think sons is just about sons at Living Waters. It's about sons. We are sons, you know. And, you know, the church needs to unify. So when we run a conference, it's just like, I can ask any of those churches. They're just no problem. It's all for free. It's all voluntary. Yeah. Yeah, it's I've said most of what I want to say, which is very good because I'm. Do you hear the heart of what God's doing?
Yeah.
You know, if you're a woman, be encouraged. You know, because we want to, you know, stand up. We want to lead in a godly way. We want to learn to love. We just haven't had the examples. You know. I had some examples. Duncan Graham, you know, he was an example to me. You know, he mentored me. It's the return of the fathers. That's what's happening. It's the return of the fathers and the reconciliation with the sons, you know. And it's God doing, it's not us doing. But he's saying, do you hear? Will you respond? You know, there's an action required. These men here, they are responding. You know, he's laid a path before us. You know, it's clear. You know, but will you respond? I think you will. You know, I feel it, you know. I see it in your eyes, you know. I see that you want to respond. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to read that prophecy again. What I feel is a prophecy. And if you want to stand as a man, the first time I read it, stand. Will you humble yourself before me? Will you be freed from your past and your addictions? Will you be my army? Will you pray for your families? Will you protect them? For a time is coming, and it is here to stand to be watchtowers for the church. Unite and stand as one, and I will move like you've not seen before. But this is the thing, you must humble yourself and seek my face, for I will not be mocked, and I will not receive the scraps from your table. For I am the Alpha and the Omega, the Holy One, and I'm worthy of all praise. So rise up. Rise up. Stand up. Stand up. If you are willing, and I'll make you a mighty army. That's it. Amen. Come. Should we get them
up here? Can I do this?
Yeah. Just stay standing for a minute.
There was three things I really felt the Lord say to me about today. The first one is that there's people here which feel alone in a crowd, and he really wants you to respond to this. You've felt abandoned in specific circumstances. You know, there's things and you've just haven't felt that the people have been there for you. So you've felt abandoned. But with it, there's actually, you know, faith without works is dead. So you've actually got to make an action. You know, so many times we, you know, like what Richard's saying, you know, there's an action required. And it's not just men, it's women as well, okay? So women, you're welcome to join in on this. But it is an act of faith. You've actually got to put action to it. We can pray, we can do all those things, but if you do nothing with it, it goes nowhere. Okay, and it's I think we need to be over the days that we just pray and carry on our week. Okay, we've got to actually pray and put feet to it. So what Richard's doing with sons and with us men is feet to faith. Okay, so it's a call out, guys, call out, woman. It's a call out today to action.
Thanks. And also, before you do that, the guys come down. You come down if you're standing. And Glenn, Anne, come and pray for us, eh? Come. We just want to declare as a group of men that we want to stand up, you know, that we want to be in an army, that we need each other, you know. This is so beautiful. Thank you, Lord. I'll pray first. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in the hearts of men. Oh, Lord, we're so hungry for you. We're so hungry for truth. Oh, we're so hungry to be clean and to be pure and to know your presence, to know you deeply and intimately. Father, I pray that your love would fall upon these men, that Holy Spirit, that you'd come and unite us, that, Lord, you'd raise up an army. That, Father, you'd raise up an army that's spotless and pure, that would stand, that would take, would, we're made for battle, Lord. It's in us. It's in our DNA. We're warriors. Men are warriors. We want to fight, but we need to know where and how. So, Father, pull us together. Keep us humble. Keep us humble, Lord, and have your way in our lives. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, birth something in this place. Birth something. May it become an active, vibrant, powerful, powerful group of men. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, thank you for this army that has responded. You know, what Richard said earlier was right. When we were in the prayer meeting before, there was a number of people started stomping like war horses. I couldn't stop it. I was even flaring my nostrils. And you know, this is it, guys. You are called to this. You sense the battle ahead, and you're saying, here I am. I'm ready. I want to be in this. So catch that fire. Catch that call and run with this. This is a lifetime commitment, guys. You are called into an army. Once you're in, you're in. All right? I love everything that you've said. That prophecy, can we get that written out and shared? And somehow that needs to be made available. And have you got something you want to say before? Yeah.
Could I comment?
You can comment, of course you can.
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Just love this woman. You're amazing.
Well, this is a very wonderful, wonderful sight. But as you actually, men, stood around there, I felt an incredible peace. I felt a burden lift off my spirit as men begin to take their place. I think the world has projected an enmity between men and women. And in the feminist movement, they have tried to elevate the role of woman because they're looking for identity. But, and it has caused a a misplaced view of masculinity. It actually has caused men to actually diminish and devalue the masculinity and the strength that God has placed in every one of you. And I just really, and thank you for sharing, Richard, because the beautiful thing about a godly man, he can be so strong and yet have a tender heart. And that's the heart of a leader. And look at it, Jesus, how he could be so confrontational. He had strong convictions, and this is what Richard is talking about, that you're not one that's just going along a pathway willy-nilly, but God is putting strong convictions in your heart, first of all concerning who he is, concerning your identity in him, concerning what he values, and as you pursue that, he tenderizes your heart so that you can be, and not a, you, because there's another aspect of masculinity that wants to control. And that isn't, that's something that I think God has to temper, but don't let that be the demise of the authority that God really has. And I know, actually my husband used to say to me, I know I am a strong woman. And I wasn't always like that. Actually, my husband said, Anne, I didn't realize you were so strong. But, you know, God puts a strength of conviction in our hearts. And in that call to become the men of God that wants you to be and to be that warrior that God wants you to be, he said, and the weapons, do you know where first and foremost that they are mighty? They are mighty before God. And I see what God is doing with you, Richard, is a beautiful thing, that you're not out there because you're not out there just fighting for the sake of it, but you're out there because God, you're before God, you're getting his heart, you're moving in his authority, and not only are that, because the weapons of our warfare are not against flesh, and are against principalities and powers. We're not fighting flesh and blood, and this is where men of God need to be different, but stand up where we stand up and be a light where we need to. And I just love the fact, as you are men of prayer, you will be men, and I always say men and women, but let me just address men. Women, you can sit down today, because we need to see the rise of men of God who are exactly what Richard has said. First and foremost, you're hungry for him. That's the thing that matters. That will bring a strong resolve. This isn't just a good idea. No, God is putting a strong conviction in my heart. And I always feel like David and Goliath. What was it that caused him to look at Goliath and not be afraid? Because he had a real sense of who is this? And I just really pray there'll be an impartation. And to every one of you men, when you look at the enemy, you're not going to backfire because there was a tribe. Actually, I'm preaching. I was called to pray. Well, just Ephraim, it said they were equipped for war, but when the moment came, they turned back. And I just really feel that as you respond to a call, within every one of you, there is that warrior spirit. But whether or not you become a warrior is whether you will take on the disciplines to become that warrior. There is a call to be there, but what is that going to mean? What is that going to change in my life? What is it going to mean me as a father? What is it going to mean to me in my workplace? And those values that you mentioned are absolutely outstanding. So it's a call not only to be a man of God, but to be that warrior. And you know, and to see you standing, I feel there's, we as women, we've had to be strong, and we've had to fight, and we will still fight, but it's wonderful to fight alongside you and to minister with you. And so I feel a real lifting of something in my heart today, which I think, thank you, Jesus. I knew what it was to walk with a man of God who was very strong. And I thought, and with Peter, but you know, to realize that in his, one of his calls was to take those 400 men in Adullam's cave, men that were discontented, discouraged, in debt, and choose, cause them to become the warriors that, that became with David, that one man slew thousands. And are you going to be that kind of man? But I love the thought that you brought out, Richard. Every one of us innately needs and desires to belong and to be connected. And that's a very beautiful, women do that very readily. But to see God connect men's hearts with a vision and a longing, and sons, you're taking your place, and you know what it is to see a new generation arise. So I think it's very, very precious. And thank you for sharing your heart. As you shared your heart, our hearts were touched. And the brokenness, it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? When a life is humbled and broken, it actually feeds the multitude and challenges us. So thank you for that. Can I just do what I'm told first? That's what a woman's supposed to do, is she? I don't know. Father, we so stand before a holy and a righteous God. Yes. And we thank you that these are days of new alignments. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, in the precious body of Christ, that, Father, you're bringing an alignment of the man and the woman, yes, that will so glorify and so honor you. That women will actually go from strength to strength, knowing that they are protected, knowing that they are covered, knowing that, oh God, your heart is towards them because of the men that, Father, you've placed around us. And so, Father, I thank you for the charge today. Holy Spirit, I thank you for an apprehending in every one of these gentlemen's hearts. A gentleman can be a warrior. Yes. But Father, I do thank you that, Father, as you cause by the Spirit of the Lord, put a whole new sense of purpose and belonging, and put in them a whole new sense of what you are desiring to do this day. And I really do pray, Father, that there will be a readily accepting, Lord, I'm not only here as a man to be a representative of who you are, but Lord, I'm willing to imbibe and to take on the disciplines that, Father, I can be a, literally an expression. So in the time of war, in the time when it really is going to count, I will not fear, you will not turn back, but you will stand firm in the convictions that the Holy Spirit has placed upon you. And Father, we thank you that this is a day that, Father, you are, he is breathing upon on what have been thoughts in your hearts and your minds, and he's breathing upon them to cause them to literally, you become rooted and grounded in who the Lord is and in your walk with him. And God is going to cause you to see things that you haven't seen before, and open your eyes to behold and not only an enemy, but to behold that God is wanting to equip you with a new sense of an authority, with a new sense of understanding, that the eyes of your understanding will be opened, that you'll be able to grasp what is the one, not only the love of God, which is so imperative, but you will know what it is to walk in all that he has called you to be. Oh, Father, I thank you for an opening of their hearts and their eyes today. In the powerful name, in the amazing name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for it. And Father, we just put a stake in the ground today and say we will continue to uphold you and stand beside you and see the man of God arise, 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 arise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
So I've just prophetically sat down three times on behalf of women. And it felt so good. I'm with Anne. All right, because we've had to fight. We've had to stand and fight. I used to lead the intercessors in this church a very long time ago. And one of our main prayers was that he would raise up the woman, raise up the men. And we used to cry over it. Many times I've cried over it. And honestly, I just want to say thank you. I'm happy to sit down. I'm more than happy to sit down. And I just want to say that out loud. You know, we like a good fight too, but God's doing something. And I had to wear these crazy army pants today. It's only the second time I've had to wear them. But, you know, he's raising up an army, and he's raising up an army of men with hearts of humility that want to fight for your families. And honestly, I just can't thank you enough for that. And I actually feel like I'm standing in answered prayers this morning, Richard. Like, actually, it's quite, if you knew the history, it's quite a big deal to be able to stand in these answered prayers. At one point, we had one man that used to come to the prayer meeting, and he was outnumbered every week, and he just kept coming and coming and coming. And you know what? Yeah, it's just a very big deal, and I just want to thank you wholeheartedly.
Praise God.
Richard, you need to get involved in this bit, but can we do this as a consecration? Because you are stepping into an army force together. So can you each take one knee, down on one knee, and then put your hands out in front? Okay. So Lord, we dedicate these men to your service. We consecrate them as an army together, a force together. And we ask for your anointing to be on them. They are a brethren together. They are brothers. They will stand and they will hold each other and they will have each other's backs. This is the reason why there's no back plate in the Christian armor, because we have each other's backs. Thank you, Father. We dedicate them. We place the sword of the Spirit in their hands now. Their hands that are out, receive that sword in Jesus' name. Thank you. And Richard and others that will stand in there, we anoint you to lead this group. And I hand this to you now to pray a blessing over your force.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father. Lord, on our own, we can't do this. Many of us have tried, but Lord, together we're strong. Father, I thank you for these men. Your heart cries out. You want to just to dine with us, to walk with us hand in hand, to talk with us. Father, I pray a blessing on these men. I pray that rest and peace and courage, hope, strength would flow through their bodies. And Lord, as they stand up, they rise up. So rise up, men. Rise up and stand. Take your rightful place. Take your rightful place in your families, in your workplaces, with your parents. Take up your rightful place. Sons of God. So loved. So cherished. So desired. And we're together. So, blessings. Amen.
Thanks, everyone. Richard, Murray especially, and all those that contributed. Men, it's a narrow road. Don't be surprised if it gets narrower, feels narrower. But let's walk it together. I don't have anything else to add. Church, this is fantastic. Come back next week, come back tonight. Who knows what's going to happen there? Don't lose what God's done this morning, all right? Church, be strong together.